Welcome to Fan Central, your radio guide to thoroughbred racing this week in Tasmania.
Continuing the Tasmanian theme, it's Colin McNiff and Greg Mansfield joining you to take a look at today's Devonport betting on the synthetic track that's completed there. First event, first of 8 at 10 past 1, last coming up at 5:30, and then Harness Racing tonight in Hobart with an 8 event program. First comes up in the twilight at 5:24. Greg Mansfield, good morning.
Good morning, Colin. Yeah, the last meeting at Devonport till early December coming up today, but of course the focus of our attention's been on the mainland, hasn't it, with our horses going very well.
It certainly has, and none better than the cleaner, who got out some amazing odds in the JRA Cup at Mooney Valley on Friday night, but he did what he does best. He just actually had to do a bit of work to get to the front, didn't he? But boy, he's strong.
Well, he touched $6 before this, paying at $5.50, which I don't think anyone would have expected before the race. He had a very tough run. He always does, just because of his racing style, but I think he's going to need every one of the 4 weeks that Mick Bells is going to give him before he fronts up again in the Cox Plate, because he is exceptionally good fresh. And I noticed the TVN commentator was a little bit surprised that when Mick told them he wouldn't run again before the Cox Plate, but that's the way he does best. He likes to be freshened up and have a little break.
And his form this time in has been superb. His last two wins at Mooney Valley have both been very strong. He goes over the day before, he comes home the next day, he gets back into his paddock there at Longford, and he's certainly been dubbed now the Longford Lion, or the Lion of Longford.
Yeah, well, that's Bruce Clark's doing, I think, from TVN. But yeah, as you said, that's exactly right. He's going to have 4 or 5 days off now to freshen up. When took his stake earnings to almost $850,000, which is a lot of money in anyone's language, and he's actually the second Tasmanian horse to win the JRA Cup in the last 4 years, because it's the race that Dream Peddler won in 2011.
That's right. Yeah, great performance by the cleaner. Is he any chance in the Cox Plate? I mean, he's going to meet the silk department there.
Well, I think you can only go on the quote from Stephen Arnold that wrote him on Friday night and said that he'll give a sight. I've got no idea what the field will be like. It's going to be a hot race at Derby, and I did hear them say that he will be the only horse in the Cox Plate field that hasn't won a Group 1 race. So in that alone, he's got a tough job ahead of him, but as I said, he'll be there for a long way.
So reading some interesting statistics about the cleaner the other day, that his stride is longer than the average stride, hence he can just float along a little bit at a higher speed, as a comfortable racing term for him, and he can just, that's how he gets the horses off a bit behind him. He's got that little bit longer stride than most other horses.
Yeah, that was an interesting story. Not everyone agreed with it. We had a bit of a reaction. We ran that story in our paper, and a bit of reaction from people who suggested that they didn't agree with it, to put it mildly, but he does have a conservative sort of action, and that helps him conserve a bit of energy when he's out in front. And the best part about him is he can accelerate quickly early, there's no doubt about that, to find the front, and then he can still find something at the finish, and that's what makes him fairly unique as far as horses are concerned.
And if we thought the cleaner was good, what about the price they did Snippety B at Seymour on Thursday?
Yes, well, $10 was amazing, wasn't it? That was fixed a little bit shorter on the normal tote, but look, she is a wet track knob, isn't she? And that was no surprise to see her win that race.
79 back down in class, and from racing against some very good opposition, and incredible price. Anyway, we'll be happy if they keep putting up prices like that about horses that we know can win, and she didn't, never looked like being beaten.
No, she didn't, and we had a Tasmanian bred winner at Sandown yesterday. Like a Carousel won the $120,000 Harry White Classic for Ken Keyes. Horse bred by Armadale State, cost $10,000 at the yearling sales in Launceston, has now won, well, I think about $205,000, so that's not a bad buy. And we've got Kenja Wood going around today at Caulfield, and although he's not a Tasmanian horse rich enough, trained by Ken Keyes, we've got a little bit of interest in him in the Caulfield Guineas Prelude.
Yeah, drawn horribly rich enough. But Kenja Wood, of course, was scratched from that meeting yesterday to run today, so obviously Peter Moody thinking it might have been a more suitable race for him today.
I did read one of the owner's comments yesterday. He thought Caulfield would suit him better, and over today's distance, so he's only got a $5 chance in the early market. He's given a very good hope.
Yeah, and he's racing very well at the present time. It took a long time to hit form over there in Melbourne, but he certainly has with a vengeance in the past month or so. All right, let's concentrate on this meeting at Devonport today. 8 events on the card, and only a few scratchings at the present time. Race 2, Gutter Race 2, Take Out 2, King of Devonshire and 9 Mancini, 2 and 9. And then across to the last event, and we scratch number 3, Danish Rock, Race 8, number 3. So the track rating is a good 3, as it always is, on the synthetic surface. Trailers in the trim, as it always is. The Class 2, with the field of 8, kicks off the first day of 11:50.
Yeah, it's always hard to front up one that just gets beaten at 25-1. I'm talking about number one, fill out the ticket. And then next start, they serve it up at $2.70, which was the quote last night. So it's a bit hard to butter up when that happens. But anyway, I've got it on top, number one. It was a pretty big run, went second to Wanaya first up. Did a bit of work, hit the front of the home straight, just ran out of puff in the last little bit. Wanaya kicked back and booted a nose. So if it doesn't suffer from the second up syndrome and it brings that form to the track again today, it's certainly the one to beat, number one. I've got two, Bernard would improve on its last run. Drew wide, tired after leading. Prior to that, had beaten Tennessee Drive. I think it's probably the danger. It's a $6 pop. Number five, Royal Bluff, racing extremely well. Won twice this track and distance before a very solid third last time out behind Wanaya and filled out the ticket. And number three, Finesto, who ran fourth in that same race, was only a length and a half away. He's got to go in the mix somewhere. I think they're probably the four winning hopes. I made it 1, 2, 5, and 3.
Yeah, same numbers, different order for me. I've gone with number five, Royal Bluff. It's only had the three runs in on this campaign. It won first up in Maiden Company, beating Nuclear Star, then defeated Magnetic Queen in Class 1, stepped up to what was a pretty good Class 2, beaten by Wanaya and fill out the ticket. Barry 1's going to be up on the speed all the way. It's going to be probably sitting just off the leaders there. I think Royal Bluff can win the first of it. 2 Bernard, 1 fill out the ticket, and 3 Finesto. As you say, it doesn't look to be much outside of that quartet, 5, 2, 1, and 3. Second, the scratchings are 2 and 9, leaving a limit of run. This is over 1,000 metres. It's a maiden play.
Yeah, a few more chances here, and they're off. Gone for number 6, Santa Leia. It's had 3 starts since coming down from Sydney to join Barry Campbell. Last time out, and it has shown steady improvement at each of them. Last time out of the lead, it just wilted a little bit to finish. Got beaten a length and a quarter by Blue Blood. If it's going to win a race here, this prep, it's probably got to be today. It should be just about peaking now at its fourth run. So I've got it on top in a tough race, number 6. 12 Secrets She Has was very strongly fancied at its first start, very well backed. Did run a good race, got into a little bit of trouble at the start, but then recovered, raced handy, got along okay behind our lucky girl in Blue Blood. The worry with her today is that she's drawn barrier 13, which is not all that easy over the 1,000 at Devonport, but I think she's going to win a race pretty shortly. Number 7, Tangerine Queen, another one that led last time, just got beaten by Watch Over Me by a neck. Drawn barrier 10, but I think it can be in the finish again. And number 3, The Daily Show. It ran on nicely when third of its only start in that same race as Tangerine Queen. Got beaten a long neck by about a length and three quarters, so it wasn't too far away. I think they are the four I like, but I can make a case for three or four others. I went 6, 12, 7, 3.
Yeah, look, I agree. I put Santa Leia on top. I just think that after a few runs now, Barry Campbell will have sorted this horse out, this four-year-old mare. Had a few problems at the first race start. She was heavily tipped and heavily banked, but ran off the track on the home turn. She then stepped out, was more tractable in the next couple of races, and last time was close up, beaten just over a length behind Blue Blood and Flying Stevie. Similar sort of race today, and I think Santa Leia can get the prize. I agree the Secret She Has is going to win a race, but the outside draw a little bit against her. Five Goodnight Nurse is an interesting newcomer to the Leon and Dean Wells camp. Its form is over slightly longer trips, but it may be doing well enough at the end of proceedings to run into a place and 7 Tangerine Queen. So I've marked them 6, 12, 5 and 7 race 2. Third event, Maiden Class 1, 1650.
I'm going to give another chance to number 5, Light the Candles. I know he's building up a frustrating list of minor placings, but it was a good run last time out. He led, he was allowed to bowl along freely, well clear of the field. The horse that ran him down, Holy Cat, sat second all the way and just got him on the line by a head. I think we've got to give him one more chance, but as I said, he is starting to prove a bit costly for punters, but he's drawn a nice barrier here. Daniel Gannon, I guess, will take him to the lead again. He should prove hard to catch. Number 4, Host Esprit, is potentially perhaps the best horse in the race. Did win a race at this track 2 starts ago over 1350, then last time out dropped back to 1200. Didn't run a bad race, but never really threatened the winner. Today I jumped straight from 1200 to 1650, which is just a little bit of a nagging query in the back of your mind, but I do think it's a promising horse. It's stablemate number 12, Summer Downs. I think will be suited better over 1650 than last time over 1880. I think this mare fits into that category of horses that you always see running on over shorter trips, and you'll just assume that the further the better, but sometimes that's not the case, and I think back to 1650 does suit her better. I expect her to run well, and she's $8.50 and pretty good each way value. And for fourth, I'll go for number 8, Little Sheikah, who only won narrowly last start, but beat Duran, a horse I think's got a bit of ability, and that was over 1600 metres in Hobart. I think she will run well again, but I've got 5 on top from 4, 12 and 8.
Again, I've gone with the same numbers, but I've jumbled them slightly differently with four hosts free on top. It's a record of this track is pretty good, but those two runs have both been very impressive. First time out, went around second, they're scouting around. It was a great performance after being taken on. Then got a long way back and ran down Siobhan Bello for 1,350. Slightly disappointing in Hobart, but as you say, it was up in class into a class one and back to 1,200 metres. Yep, jumps up today, but back down to a maiden in class one, so a slightly easier assignment here. For the win for me, to beat 8 Little Chica, 5 Light the Candles and 12 Summer Downs in race 3. We're going to review the fourth event on the card. This is the maiden plate over the 1150.
Golf 1, I think, might be each way odds here. Colony number 11, Sahara Girl, a pretty consistent mare. She's had 6 starts for 3 seconds. 2 starts ago, she ran very well on this track when second to Viva La Verve. Viva La Verve came out and won again at its next run, so that form stood up well. Sahara Girl then went to Hobart, stepped up to 1,400 metres, and it didn't appear to run out that trip. So I think back to 1150, where she's run her best races at Devonport, she'll be in the finish at perhaps each way odds number 11. I think the likely favourite is probably number 5, Piece of Work. This horse did show plenty of promise last time in. In fact, he was placed at his first 2 starts, and then he took on Grand Tycoon at his last run before a spell in a pretty good 3-year-old race in Hobart. Back to the right grade here, the betting will be the best guide. The trial form doesn't do much to point us in one way or the other, but the Be McCool takes the ride, so he's got to be respected, number 5. 1 Fringer has had a few chances, 20 starts for just the 5 placings, but did run on strongly last time out. Flying Stevie. And number 4, Our Mummy's Boy, another of the Brendan McShane team. I think this horse has got plenty of ability. Does look as if he probably needs further, but he might just sprint well fresh over the short trip. I went 11 each way, then 5, 1 and 4.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a bit of value in this race too. I'm doing number 12, Gigi Hot Novel. It's had a couple of runs in from a spell. First up, was back behind Our Lucky Girl, 5th of 6, and then only 10th of 14 behind Blue Blood and Flying Stevie last time, beaten 6 lengths, but it drew wide, didn't have a lot of luck. It's got gate number 1 here today. It's been placed twice out of 7. It ran up against some of the good 2-year-olds last season, and I just think on its home track here today could be a likely improver at good odds number 12, Gigi Hot Novel. Just like the draw, Barry number 1 to get a soft run throughout. 1 Fringe, really good run last time. As you say, it's got a few convictions, but it's racing consistently. 5 Piece of Work first up from a spell and 11 Sahara Girl, but 12 on top for me. 12, 1, 5, 11 in race 4. Quaddy Leg 1 is race number 5. It's a benchmark. Benchmark 82 over the 1150.
An interesting race because we've got staying horses like Red Eagle, The Producer and Spinning Jenny all resuming from a spell here, so we've got to keep an eye on them. I've gone for the sprinters, however. I've gone for 2 horses that ran in the same race at Devonport last time. It was a benchmark 72. That was Frashell Moon and Gypsy Air. They both go up in class here, but they both dropped 3 kilos. Frashell Moon ran second. It was only beaten ahead by Guru Rez, and I think she's just about ready to win. Gypsy Air ran third, beaten ahead by 3 quarters after leading, and will probably lead again. Just looking at the fixed odds market last night, 280 Flash Almoon, 550 Gypsy Air. I don't think they probably should be that far apart, but they might drop 2 tips. I think number 2, G-Force, will run a bit of a race here. This one's had a couple of runs back from a spell and carried massive weights. It gets back to a more reasonable impost here with 57.5 in this benchmark 82. I think he'll be an improver and running on strongly. And for 4th, I put in his stablemate, number 7, Gotta Have Faith. He ran 7th only behind Guru Rez last time. He was only beaten 2 3/4 lengths, but the run on horses just weren't getting into the finish that day. If the pattern is that they can get home, it'll be in the finish, number 7. I went 5, 3, 2, 7.
Look, I'm really keen on number 5, Flash El Moon. I think it's the best on the card here. Race 5, horse 5, Flash El Moon. 3 runs in from the spell, beaten by Guru Rez in an easier race. But this isn't an overly strong field, just 8 to go around. As you mentioned, a lot of the stayers resuming here, so there's not a lot of chances, I wouldn't think, in this race. So I'm pretty keen on Flash El Moon. To beat number Jenny, who I think is really capable of sprinting well first up, comes off a couple of trial runs and ran 4th behind O'Reilly's GG back in August, and then ran 2nd at No-Go Zone last time out at a trial in Hobart. She's more than capable of sprinting well over this trip, number 6. 3 Gypsy Air's going to lead and be in it right up to her eyeballs, and number 2, G-Force is the other selection, but I'm really keen here on 5. 5, especially to beat 6, 3 and 2, race number 5. Class 1 is race 6, second leg of the quaddy, first leg of the treble. It's over 1,000 metres.
this is a very tough race, and there's just an amazing amount of early speed in this. They'll go very, very quickly. So I look for something that might sit just behind them, perhaps, from a good draw. And I come up with number three, Rolling in the Deep, who's resuming from a spell. He's $15 in the overnight market fixed. I think that's a pretty good each-way gamble. Drawn barrier 2, 54 kilos on his back after the claim for Harvey McCarthy, and he did show good promise last time in. He won a race over 1,200 metres at Launceston in March, hasn't had a run since early May. I think if he's anywhere near right, he can get into the money here. Very nice odds, number 3. Thought number 11, Great Delight, another one that's very nice price, $21 fixed last night. Absolutely no luck at all in Hobart last start behind Lauren Starr, got held up for the entire home straight. Prior to that, ran third to Royal Bluff and Magnetic Queen, this track and distance, so it's not a $21 chance, or it wasn't this distance, it was over 1175, but it's not a $21 chance, Great Delight. Number 1, Falls is the most interesting runner probably all day. It's now with Adam Trinder. This is a half-brother to a very good horse trained by Brian Mayfield Smith a few years ago called Deuce Sasso, who won a Group 3 race and ran fourth in the Blue Diamond. I went back and had a look at the videos of Seven Falls' last two runs, and by gee, he goes quickly, but he stops just as quickly. So whether Adam can turn him around, I don't know. He won a Mornington Maiden by 7 lengths on debut, and he's had a couple of runs in the city since. So he's the query runner. He's only $2.80. And number 2, Sir Joey, another promising horse. Looked good as a 2-year-old. Didn't quite find form last time in, but resumes here for Ben Stevenson, so now trained on this track. He's a big watch. Went 3 each way ahead of 11. That's a pretty long shot, Cornella. Then 1 and 2.
Yeah, toughest race of the day here for sure, and certain upcoming Moonrise. So I think we'll just sit behind the speed here. It's Strong Barrier number 1, so it'll probably get crossed, but should be able to sit just off them here. It's second up today. It ran second to Winaya and Gigi Pretty Jess back on the 31st of August. So it's had a little bit of a let up. Barrier number 1 is a huge advantage. It has 1 second up. It goes well fresh, this horse. Number 6, race 6, horse 6, Moonrise to meet 1-7 Falls. Number 7, Flying Flojo, who resumes her form last time into this 3-year-old filly, was quite good. She went around in some of the good 2-year-old races and met some of the better 2-year-olds last time out. Expect her to go well. She has made a trial, I noticed. And 5, Court Candle is another who just may well sprint well fresh. It won first up in Launceston back in March of this year. It didn't taper off its next couple of runs, but I noticed it did trial very well at Devonport recently, so it is another one to watch. But as you say, very tough race. You've got to go pretty wide through the second leg of the quaddy. I've marked them 6.175. We go to race 7, a benchmark 6.72 over 1,650.
Yeah, good competitive race. I can't see any real reason to jump off number 1, Hellstrong. I thought he was very strong when he won last start. I know he had to survive a protest to keep the race, but he did all the work out front. Looked all the way up the home straight like he was a sitting shot, and he kept fighting on and winning. Now, it was the same class, it was the same distance, it's obviously the same track. He does have 1.5 kilos more. I don't think that's a massive factor. So I'll go for him. He's $6 in the pre-post market. I think that's quite a good each-way price. Number 5, Beer Belly, bowled along in front last time, held out all bar his stablemate second dozen. Drops in class here, but he goes up a couple of kilos. He's looking at the market, $3.40 favourite, so the bookies think he'll be hard to beat. 8, Russo's Destiny, a bit unlucky not to win in Hobart last time out, I thought, when got a check on the home turn, only beaten ahead by Spot Luck. The one little negative with him is he's coming back from 2,100 to 1,650, but on a positive side, he's back on his home track, so I think he's right in the mix. And number 2, Allegro to here. Now, the popular consensus is that this horse, or this mare, does not handle the synthetic all that well, and she's been just a little bit disappointing the last couple of times she's been there. Whether, if she does it again today, whether you have to put it down as a definite, but she just doesn't like the track. But I'll put her in just in case. It's a race that, on her best form, she could win. I'm reluctant to be leaving out Guru Rez. He's in the best form of his career. He's won his last two, but he jumped straight from 11.50 to 16.50, which is always a pretty big ask. I went 1, 5, 8, and 2.
Yeah, look, I'm going with number 8, Russo's Destiny. As you say, it probably should have won in Hobart last week. It got really battered on the home turn, and Spotlight got the run-up on the inside and pinched the race, and he kept on coming, Russo's Destiny. Back in distance today, but his form over the 1600 trip is okay. He's won and been placed 4 times over the trip. Goes nicely at the home track now, and trained by Michael Trindy. You know it's going to be very, very fit. From barrier number 1, should get a lovely run, playing for a Reagan Cross. Only to carry 52 kilos, looks really nicely in here, number 8. 2 out of 3, Gary Rez just keeps on stepping up, and despite the distance rise, I think we'll be there in the finish. Number 3, 1 Hell Strong, 2 Allegro to here, the other picks, but 8 on top from the 8-3-1 and 2. We go to the last, and we scratch number 3, Danish Rock, incidentally. Those 3 scratchings now, the final scratchings, race 2, numbers 2 and 9, race 8, number 3, just the 3 scratchings on the card. And what's going to win the last on the card? A benchmark 62.
Well, it's a bit tough. I'm going to give another chance to number 2, Reggio. He just really hasn't found his absolute best form this time in. He looked very promising 12 months ago. Went out of the new market from memory, but his last run wasn't too bad. He was beaten 3 lengths by Guru Rez over 11.50. That was having raced over 16.50 metres at his previous start, so it was never easy to come back that sharply in trip. Why I'm tipping is because I think this is his go, the 13.50 at Devonport. 3 starts ago, he just got beaten by Revenging in a benchmark 72. This is a benchmark 62. He sat 3rd in that race. He hit the front in the home straight. He was just nutted on the line by the winner, and he finished in front of Tak Toyak Tak, so it wasn't a bad field. If he can bring that form here in this race, he should be in the finish. So number 2 for me each way. 8 Esco was an eye-catching return to form last time out when he flashed home to finish 2nd to Concrete Johnny. He's fitted for 3 recent runs. He's won over 1,400, so this distance won't bother him. 1 Yaponi is not winning this time in, but racing very consistently. Chased the leader all the way, went 2nd to Miss Elster, which absolutely flew, didn't it, in Hobart last week. Yeah. I think back on his home track, he'll be in the money again. And 4 GG's Boss, one of the Leon and Dean Wells team, showed a bit of pace 2nd up, ran 5th to Guru Rez. I think the step up in distance here will suit him. I wouldn't be surprised if he figures prominently as well. 2 each way for me, then 8, 1 and 4.
Yeah, 2 for me, but I've made it another try. I think it's a special here today, number 2 to win here at Reggio. This is his trip, and after those runs over a slightly longer journey, then a slightly shorter trip, he's back. He's a bit like Goldilocks today. He found the right spot, 1,350, barrier number 1. Blinkers going on, Reggio. Good thing to win the last race, 8 number 2. The danger 1, your pony for sure and certain, very consistent. 8 Esker and 4 GG's Boss, 2 a special, 1, 8 and 4. I've got a couple of good things. What about yourself?
Well, you've got a couple of value too, because Reggio was $7.50 last night, but Danish Rock has come out, so it'll shorten up a little bit, but it's good value in the last. I'll go for a bit of value. The prices have got me. I'll go race 6, number 3, Rolling in the Deep, each way at $16, and race 7, number 1, Hellstrong, each way at 6.
Me. All right, and I'll go the first and last legs of the quaddy. Race 5, number 5, Flash El Moon, and race 8, number 2, Reggio. So look, we've got the quaddy in 1 that's going to pay a fortune.
It's easy, isn't it?
So easy when you're sitting here. It gets a bit harder throughout the afternoon, unfortunately.
It will be when we get there, I'm sure.
All right. That is Devonport today. Good program, first coming out at 10 past 1. Time now to talk harness racing.